Welcome to Road Trip Radio, motherfuckers. This is the radio station where we play fucking Freebird every hour on the hour. Right now it's on the hour, so that means we're gonna play a little motherfucking Freebird. This goddamn song is 9 minutes, man. That means we spend almost 10 minutes out of every 60 minutes playing this motherfucking song. I've been working at this station fucking 12 years. Every hour on the hour, you know what I get to hear? Little song called Free Bird. And let me just tell you, it's as good today as it ever was. It's as good as it was when I was 7 fucking years old and I first heard motherfucking Free Bird. Makes me feel free. You know how free this song makes me feel? It makes me feel free like a fucking bird. Like I got wings and I'm just fucking flying away. I bet you're in your car right now, driving, listening to fucking Road Trip Radio. You're not allowed to listen to this shit in your house. You have to listen to this shit in your car while you fucking drive. Hands on the wheel. Fucking pedal. Probably not to the metal because we have speeding laws in this country. Maybe you're listening to this in some other country where you're on some motherfucking Autobahn or some shit and then you don't care about the goddamn speeding laws. Your foot is down. Your fucking pedal is to the metal. But we don't roll like that in America unless you're in fucking backwoods Kentucky perhaps and it's late at night. And there ain't no one around gonna stop you. They try. Ha. I seem to recall them trying with a couple of boys named the Duke Boys. I don't know if you remember that shit. I don't remember them getting caught too often. Do you? Cause I sure fucking don't, man. General Lee, pedal to the metal, fucking flying away like a fucking bird. Alright, I'll see you in 7 minutes or so when this cocksucking song is over so we can play something else here on Road Trip Radio. Ow! Ow! Oh, God help me. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
All right, we're done with the fucking free bird, but you know what we do here on Road Trip Radio? You know how we fucking roll here? We roll with songs for driving. These songs are all about driving in your car, and now we're gonna play a little Motley Crue. Ow! Ah, you remember this one, Dr. Feelgood, 1989. This is Kickstart My Motherfucking Heart. Sounds on the surface like it's about cars and driving and shit, but in fact, it's about Nikki Sixx and the fact that he almost died several times. Woke up fucking in the back of a goddamn fucking ambulance. Thought he was dead. He wasn't, though. Well, he was for a little while, but they kickstarted his fucking heart. They kickstarted that shit. Like a motherfucking moped or perhaps a lawnmower. You know, one time this motherfucker OD'd and the people that were there with him freaked the fuck out because they were no good junkies. Didn't call no fucking hospital. They took his corpse, tossed it in a fucking dumpster. True story. Happened in 1987. Motherfucking guy wakes up in a dumpster, man. That's when you know you got fucking drug problems. But you know what you do? You take that shit, you spin it into gold. You spin it into Kickstart My Heart, possibly one of the greatest songs ever to be fucking written ever. Verse 2, here it comes. Now, for some of our older listeners, you may recall that the Every Hour on the Hour Freebird used to also have a brother. Every half hour on the half hour, we used to play this song. This song called Radar Love. I can only assume this is about some manner of radar machine designed in order to detect love in the area with the blips and the bloops. Like you're in a motherfucking submarine looking for love. Possibly a yellow submarine? Huh? Huh? Yeah, anyway. Hands out on the wheel, you see? You understand why we used to play this on Roadship fucking Road Trip Radio? Roadship Radio, that's what we should change it to in the future when our station is orbiting the Earth on its own motherfucking space station Mir. It's coming. Get a few more advertising dollars, seeing as we don't have any ads at all. That would help, but we're also stealing music, so that's handy. Saves us a little money here and there. Ow! This is a motherfucking thing that we call radar fucking love. You hear that shit? Ugh! By the way, you can call our complaint line at any time if you're tired of me talking over all the songs. I'm not gonna fucking change. Oh no. I've been here 12 years. I'm not fucking leaving now. I'm never fucking leaving, but I like hearing your complaints. It makes me fucking laugh. Makes me laugh in your face. I'll talk over every goddamn song I want to talk over. You can't stop me. I don't even get paid no more. This fucking station closed down 10 years ago. I just never went home, man. I just stay here all day and all night. Road trip songing. All right, here we go. Little radar love. And one more. Zingin' down, boom, banda. Yeah. Oh, listen to that rocking shit. You swear these guys are American, but they ain't. From motherfucking, I don't even know where. If it ain't America, I could give two fucks. I don't give no fucks at all.
Almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
All right, let's bring it down a little bit. Oh, I feel like I've been rocking a little too hard. Man can only rock so hard, you understand? Every once in a while he needs to kick back, regain his energy. Prepare. Prepare for the next round of rocking. But for now, oh, Oh, we got a little Incubus. This is kind of new school. Still 10 fucking years old, but it's newer than all the horse shit we've been playing so far today. Ah, he's taking the wheel and steering, baby. Apparently this car has driven him before. Unless this is some kind of metaphor for internal problems or some shit, which I do not understand. If you're a man like motherfucking Nikki Sixx, your problems are external. Your problems are because you're shooting fucking Jack Daniels into your veins. They weren't so much into that in these pussy times that this song was released. But you know, whatever tomorrow brings, be it winning the lottery or be it motherfucking safe falling on your head like a cartoon, thereby killing you, Brandon Boyd will be there with his arms outstretched and ready to hug you to make you feel good and warm. Oh, don't be one of the hive, baby. Drive. Drive far away from that shit. Drive by Incubus on Road Trip Radio. Alright, let's bring it back up a little bit. Not too far back up. Let's just bring it up a little bit. You know, just because you're driving, just because you're listening to car-themed music all day, every day, that don't mean there's no time for love, baby. Ah, this song's called Hit and Run. I hope you didn't hit someone and drive away without seeing if they were alright or checking their pertinent details, but maybe you did. Maybe you did hit and run. Or in this case, perhaps you were hit and run by love. You get it? You get it? Like a motherfucking drive-by of love. Ah, that's what this song's all about. This is the horror pops. This chick plays a fucking upright bass that looks like a coffin. She probably drives around in some manner of motherfucking Dragula. Ah, do you feel this? This is the only way I understand metaphors. They have to be based on cars in some way. That's the only way this shit makes sense to me. Not sorry. Here we go on the radio.
But I've been sucking
Now, you may notice the theme in these songs. America. With the possible exception of those dirty commies who wrote motherfucking Radar Love. A beloved American song, despite not having American origins. So here's where we're going a little bit on the northern tip. We're gonna play some fucking Canadian music, man. I know you didn't know there's making music up there, but they do. Ah, they do. They fucking bang the goddamn ice cubes together. Greatest sound you'll ever hear. This is called Wicked and Weird by Buck 65. It's about a motherfucking truck driver. No destination. Back on the road. Dish ran away. Some other fucking spoon. What does that even goddamn mean? Fucking Canadians think this shit makes sense. Goddamn songs about walruses and motherfucks. Wicked and weird, man. I'm a road hog. Just trying to make it to the next fucking stop. Just trying to make it to the next fucking day. Just trying to make it to the next fucking life. Trying to live like a good person. That's all you gotta do. You just go to the motherfucking truck stop. You get one of those gigantic motherfucking truck stop sandwiches. Costs like $3. It's like a goddamn foot high. Nothing but meat. Just meat and bread. And fucking amphetamines. Pissing in a fucking thermos. Going on to the next stop. All the time. That's your life and you love it. You're a working man. Doing backflips on your mattress. Here on Road Trip Radio, we believe it's important not to forget. We remember the bands everyone else forgot, the time forgot, that the mainstream forgot. We never forget. You write a song about driving in a car in some capacity, we will play it forever. This group from Pennsylvania known as the Bloodhound Gang sold 6 million fucking albums. Do you remember them? Probably not. Does anybody know? Do the mothers know? Do they remember they're in a band? I don't think so, because it took them like fucking 7 years to put out another goddamn album. I think they just woke up one day and were like, oh, motherfuck, we're in a band. Holy fuck. Where'd all our fans go? We should put out a new fucking album already. Then they did, and it was too late, and no one cared. But they got this song called Asleep at the Wheel, and I don't want you to fall asleep at the wheel, baby. I don't want you to fucking nod off and drive off the road and possibly run over some small children or a deer. Or maybe you won't hit nothing. Maybe you'll just decapitate yourself. That's not cool. You gotta stay awake. You gotta stay awake at all costs. You cannot fall asleep.
Get up, you're asleep at the wheel. up, blast up. Turn off headlights, turn on hazard. 3 a.m. is when I gazed, eyes glazed, I'm dazed, and then I fade to black. Now we're back on the road like Kerouac. Down the dirt bike, high rate of speed up.
You know what my favorite thing is about having a car? My favorite thing about not having to go with the fucking flow, not having to listen to the man, is that you don't need to ride on the metro, man. You don't need to follow schedules and times and pay your fucking $2 and wait for the train, and it's a pile of horse shit. That's what poor people do, man. You're not poor. You ain't no poor fucking person. You got your own car. You own it, you rent it. Whatever. Point is, it's yours. Your hands are on the fucking wheel. Your foot is on the pedal. Your hand is on the clutch or possibly the stick shift. I don't drive myself. That might be ironic that I work for Road Trip Radio and have never ridden a car day in my life. You know, I meant to get my license. Just never seemed important, man. All my friends had cars. It's like, hey, come pick me up. Then I moved to a city with a lot of mass transportation. It doesn't even make sense to have a car here. Now I'm 43 years old. I never learned how to drive a car. I mean, I understand it's a little embarrassing. A little unusual. But that's the situation that we're in, okay? And I'd appreciate if you didn't make fun of me about it because I'm a little sensitive. I do have to ride on the metro. I don't enjoy that. I fucking hate it. I hate the metro. I piss on the metro every chance I get to say, fuck you, metro, just fuck you. I shit on the metro. I stand in a corner of a crowded car, I pull down my pants, I take a shit. No one says nothing about it. Because what are they going to say? They're riding on the metro. They're pathetic. They know they're pathetic. They know they have no power. They have no power in life. No power to tell me what to do or to ask me not to shit where they are. They had the power to clean up my shit, but they choose not to. They don't mind living in filth. Fuck them, riding on the metro. They can eat shit and die. I can't lie to you. After 12 years working at this station, I'm a little tired of songs about driving. Because there's only so many of them in the world, man. There's only so many. What do you do? You just listen to the same shit over and over every fucking day. Can't take it no more. so I'm doing something revolutionary. I could lose my fake job over this. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna play a song that has nothing to do with driving. Not one fucking thing. You could take the first letter of every sentence this guy says and string it together like some Da Vinci Code shit, and it's not gonna say, I'm driving fast in my car. It's gonna say nonsense gibberish that makes no fucking sense. Because there's not even hidden meanings about driving in this fucking song. There is nothing, nothing about driving. Not one fucking thing. This is Cute Without the E. Acoustic version. Ow. Breaking down low and slow. This one's out by special request. I know we got a girl out there driving to a grandma's house. Oh, I know she wants to hear this song. I know she wishes I would stop talking over it, and I will. Here it is. Ah, the sensitive feelings. Ow.
Well, I know exactly what goes on. And when you're on.
So,
how about I'm outside of your window?
Yeah, how about I'm outside of your window?
Can you keep all the details covered?
Yeah.
You're such a sucker for
sucker.
Right. And will you tell all your friends? You've got your gun to my head. This all was only wishful thinking. And this all was only wishful thinking. And will you tell all your friends? You've got your gun to my head. This all was only wishful thinking. This all was only wishful thinking.
To never tell me, I know you well enough to know you'll never love me. Hoping for the best, just so nothing happens. A thousand cover lines and a cover napkins. I won't ever ask you to never tell me. I know you well enough to know you'll never hoping for the best, just hoping nothing happens. A thousand cover lines and a cover napkins. I won't ever ask. Don't ever tell me. I know you well enough to know.
I quite like that. I like playing songs that don't have anything to do with driving. Oh, that feels good. I'm a little hesitant to play this song because the fucking band name is At the Drive-In. Still a little bit about driving. But at this point, you're stopped. You're at the drive-in. You're not driving no more. You fucking got there. You stopped. You're parked. Doesn't even matter that you're in a car now. It's like you're not even in a car. It's like you're in your own little fucking movie theater. Got your own seats. Maybe you got a drink, you got some popcorn. You're watching a movie. What movie is it? Is it maybe the first live-action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie? I think it might be. Backed with Splash, perhaps? In a double feature? You got your little speaker? You fucking hook that shit to your window? Ah, it's like you're in your living room, but you're at the drive-in. Huge fucking giant projector screen in front of you. If it rains, everything gets all fucked. Maybe you're making out with somebody. Maybe you're there by yourself. Maybe you don't have a car. You're just sitting in the dirt. Yeah. Point is, you're at the drive-in now. Arc Arsenal on not even road trip radio. This is fucking idling, engine idling radio. Ah, that's what I like to hear. So you beware. Nah, you beware. Ah, yeah. Whoa, phone lines were just flooded with complaints because that song was a little bit too much about driving. This is the new format. Apparently it's a big success. People like these songs that have nothing at all to do with our old format. They're fucking sick of this shit. They say they only listen to this radio station because it is the only radio station in this podunk fucking town. So I found, dug through our library, found the least musical song about driving as I could. It was still on compact disc, which is circular and is unfortunately very much like a wheel. You could easily fucking take the wheels off your car and attach four compact discs and still drive extremely excellently in most weather conditions. I'm afraid that's the truth. But that's... did she just say limousine? She fucking said limousine. God damn it, every fucking song in the world is about cars. I'm sick of... Duh, fuck you. God damn it. Okay, golden cup, that's good. Drink champagne, do all that. Do all that. Just don't drive nowhere. Don't talk about no fucking cars. Just fucking do your Republica dance shit. This is Republica, 1996. Techno, dance, electro. I don't know what the fuck. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Fucking funky shit is what this is, though. Did she say free ride? I hope she didn't. I hope not. I gotta screen these fucking songs a little better. Done with this driving shit. I'm done. This is called Bitch. I just realized we have an email address. I was not even aware of that. I thought we only had the phone line. I just checked the email. And we had all these phone calls saying, like, I like this shit. I like this not about driving shit. But then I checked the emails, and there's, like, way more emails that are saying, like, what the fuck, dude? Why would I listen to this station if it's not about driving? Fucking play a song about driving. But I took all the songs about driving, and I fucking put that shit in a garbage bag and tossed it on the fucking corner. I'm gonna have to go out and get it. I hope the garbage man hasn't come yet. In the meantime, this is all I got. This is the fucking Shins. But Caring is Creepy. And I mean, this is a little bit about driving. You remember that movie Garden State? Perhaps not the rockin'est drivin'est song of all time. Movie, I mean. Maybe it wasn't no Death Race 2000. But you remember he gets his fucking, his motorbike with the sidecar, right? Fucking drives that shit down the street and this song plays. That's the drivin'est part of the whole fucking movie, but there's some driving. So don't fucking bitch. Here you go, with motherfucking Shins. Just imagine. Imagine you're in a car driving. Well, you are. That makes every song about driving automatically, so I don't know what you're even complaining about. You're driving, you're listening to music. What the fuck else do you want from me? I'll go get the fucking garbage bag. Here, you listen to the Shins. Remember this band? This was a little band, little known band, pretty much only known in Tacoma, Washington, where they're from. Local band, some local boys, Eddie, Jimmy, Vinny, Sammy, who's the last guy, Bobby. Yeah, they were called Pearl Jam. I think they only played like a handful of shows, like 8, 10. I was at 8 to 10 of those shows. And I quite like this band, man. I quite liked them. I don't know why they never got popular, man. It's fucking ridiculous. They should have. And, like, holy shit, man. The first word of this song is driving. It's driving. What else do you need, man? What else do you need? Fucking tragedy that these guys only sold 12 fucking albums, and I bought all 12. And I put them on my fucking car. I mean, I had to change them. Man, seasonal. You gotta change them. You gotta have new fucking tires. Of course I went through them all. Fuck, man. Pearl Jam, that makes me sad. They should have been huge. You don't even know who they are. You don't even know Vinny and Jimmy and Ricky and Bobby and Sammy. They fucking played their asses off every fucking day for 12 days in a row. And they said, man, it's not right at all. This is MFC. By them boys named Pearl Jam, who I miss.
Fucking
Now, here's a question you could ask yourself. You look down at the road as you're driving. What color is that highway? Is it black? Is it green? Is it purple if you happen to be on fucking acid? Which you shouldn't be if you're driving, by the way. Perhaps it's the blue highway, huh? You hear that shit? Blue highway. This is Heat Miser. This is Elliott Smith's old band, but this ain't Elliott Smith. This is the other guy. The not so famous, but the much more alive guy. Now, I don't know if you know the classic story, Elliott Smith, driving along, did have his seatbelt on, that was good, went through the loop-de-loop. Everyone knows you avoid the loop-de-loop. I know that shit's fun when you got your Hot Wheels cars when you're a kid, but in real life, you know where that is. Just off Highway 67, fucking loop-de-loop. It's right there. It's like, I know you want to do it. It looks so fun. You think you just get enough speed, you can just go right around the fucking loop. It's not how it fucking works, man. You get a little ways up and you start going around the top and you just fall the fuck off and crumble at the bottom into the heap of other people at the bottom. Even if you made it around the loop, you'd crash into all them. They're piled up. Fucking flaming wreckage. What do you expect? Can't believe people still do that. Insane. Insane. Anyway, Elliott Smith stabbed himself in the chest. Had nothing to do with the loop-de-loop. He made it around the loop-de-loop and he swerved around. It was crazy, dude. Crazy. That motherfucker was crazy. Robotic sounds of the 80s with the Depeche Mode, which means the fancy dress. I find this gay band to be quite cool. Even though they are weird and robot fools, they are taking a ride with their best friend. Ride in a car, but disappointed by this best friend. This is like row, row your boat. I was ahead of them. Yeah, but it will all be fine as long as we remember who wears the trousers. I guess it is this guy from this band that used to be real famous. Lots of drugs and crazy shit touring all the world. Now, I don't know what they're doing. I guess they're still touring, but they're not as relevant as they once were. Depeche Mode on Road Trip Radio. Oh man, I found one of my old Pearl Jam albums. I guess I was driving too fast, and even though I was using it as a spare wheel, it must have like spun off, because I only attached them basically with that kind of putty you use to put up like posters in your wall. So we kind of spun off and got a little scratched, and none of the songs work except this one song. But that's kind of handy because it's called Rear View Mirror. That's an important part of your car. I hope you're aware of the rear view mirror, because things look a lot clearer in the rear view mirror. I don't really know how that's true. I imagine if you turn your head and look at it straight on with your eyes, you'd have a wider field of vision, not off some reflective surface that's possibly smudged with Vaseline because you were jerking off while you drive. Then you went to adjust and smeared it all over that shit. But I mean, it's Pearl Jam, they know. They're not gonna lie to you about your fucking, well, I mean, the sonic the rearview mirror is a bad thing, right? So I mean, even if you champion the rearview mirror, like the worst case scenario is pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Also, the objects in your rearview mirror and your side mirrors, I believe, may appear closer than they are. Think about this. What would you say about a transformation? If you changed from man into car, what if your arms were wheels? What if your legs were wheels? What if your blood was pavement, motherfucker? If that were to happen, if that were the case, then clearly you would be the misery machine. And that's what happened to Marilyn Manson. This is a true story. A true story of how he turned into a car. Into a car with blood as his pavement. And his arms are wheels. And his legs are wheels. It's really quite a medical freakish oddity. And I'm surprised that it's not more well reported in medical journals. But no one takes this guy seriously. It doesn't matter if he turns into a car. It doesn't matter if he cures cancer, which he did. No one seems to care. No one pays attention.
Pavement. Now it is time for our first ever advertisement. This is from Jesus Christ's Auto Body Shop, where the best work gets done because it's done by Jesus. I don't know if you heard of this guy. He turned water into wine. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He turned vitamins into amphetamines, and he could bake the most delicious cake. But he is applying his skills to your automotive auto body needs. It's especially useful if you have a hot rod, because that is his specialty. I know Jesus built my hot rod, and I have been nothing but pleased ever since with the handling of this hot rod. Jesus' Auto Body Shop, located in heaven. Just drive on up there. If you're a good person, you'll know how to get there.
Oh shit, we're coming up on the hour, you know what that means. That means motherfucking Freebird again. More fucking Freebird, for Christ's sake. In my 12 years of working at this station, I've heard Freebird 6,700, my zillion, billion, quiljet. I've heard it quite a number of times. I've played every version. I played the album version. I played approximately 600 different live versions. I've played cover versions. I have sang the song myself, a cappella. This is the last version of Freebird to exist that I have not played yet. This is the Insane Clown Posse rambling over top of Freebird, much as I've been doing this show. You got three levels right now. You got Freebird, you have them rambling over Freebird, you have me rambling over them rambling over Freebird.
When you wake up tomorrow, will you still remember us?
Man, y'all better what?
Remember us tomorrow, even though it's 5 a.m.
'Cause we must travel in on now.
'Cause it's like 6 a.m. and I ain't even had dinner yet and I'm hungry as hell. I want everybody to know that you should let your nuts hang out your zipper,
sag and let your butt crack show on the Juggalo show. And if anybody gets lippy,
Mike, can you make me sound good with reverb?
Tell them you're a Juggalo. Tell them you're a Juggalo.
Can I get some background from here?
Stupid. But at least that's something you've never seen.
Never seen, never seen.
Juggalo.
just wanna be different.
Wanna be different.
Man, that's all.
Cause it's all the same song and dance.
And we try to be different in this motherfucker.
That's why anytime that you see us,
yo,
I might have green nuts hanging out.
All right, it's been a long day on Road Trip Radio. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're a little bit closer to your destination. Remember, don't fall asleep at the wheel. Get up, you're asleep at the wheel. That should be our song we play every hour. A lot more fucking useful than Freebird. What the fuck? All right, this is your DJ host, Drivey McJim. Jim. I know it's funny that my name is Drivey McJim Jim, since I admitted earlier that I don't drive. And it's probably funny that my name is Jim Jim, but I would appreciate it if you don't laugh. That's why I'm in this fucking radio booth. No one can touch me. No one can get to me. Despite all these emails telling me to fuck off, which I don't appreciate. Alright, take us away.
Damn long is this song? What the hell's going on?